Hello, welcome to the Faith-Led Interior Design Show, episode 58. I just wanted to start this episode with an apology because I have not been able to podcast for a little while. I had a sleep apnea problem and my machine broke. I couldn't get a new one. I was not sleeping for over a month, even 6 weeks. It was not good. I just wasn't functioning correctly. Any of you who have sleep apnea would know what I'm talking about. It's like not sleeping at all. You sleep, but you wake up absolutely tired. So you're not going into a deep sleep. And that happened to me. It took a while to get my machine, go to the sleep test, and get myself feeling better again. So I'm back. I'm so excited to be doing this. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about choosing the best flooring for your home, your lifestyle, and your home sale. So there's lots of options, and I just wanted to give you some ideas of what's available when you're looking at either selling or just, you know, getting new flooring for your home. I'm a realtor in Southern California in the Orange County area, and a lot of times we do need to change the flooring in the homes. And then also, you know, the thing is we want to really kind of look at what materials will give you top dollar if you are selling your home. And if you're not, still just give you that top value, that top look. So if you are looking for new flooring or selling your home and want to hear about what floorings might be good, then this episode is for you. I believe that interior design should be easy, don't you? Regardless of your budget, your home should be a reflection of you and a representation of what calls to your spirit. Interior design isn't just about floor plans and decorating, it's about psychology of space. On the Faith-Led Interior Design Show, you'll learn how to transform your home into a place that nurtures your soul and benefits your family without breaking the bank. Hi, I'm Sherry Douglas, and welcome to the Faith-Led Interior Design Show. Okay. Before we get into our podcast about flooring, I wanted to, as always, give a Be Blessed verse. So the Be Blessed verse for this week is Be Still and Know That I Am God, Psalm 46:10. That verse is speaking to me right now because he made me do that. I was so tired for those weeks and even over months that I really felt like the Lord was telling me, be still. I did spend more time with him. I'm reading through the Bible. So that gave me time to do that. And then I read the Proverbs daily because there's 31 Proverbs. So I read one a day. And those are about wisdom. So it's very awesome. But this was a time for me to be still. And he did meet me there. So I just want to pray that verse over you guys. In so many different ways, we can be still and ask him, are you God? Are you really there? See what he says. It's a great verse. The Lord says to us, be still and know that I am God. Okay, so the importance of flooring in a home is that oftentimes, most times, it's a first impression. When you walk into your home, you're seeing the flooring, and the layout of the flooring in a home has a strategic plan. Usually there's three, maybe four different floorings in a well-designed home. Sometimes I hear people say, I'm going to do this room and this and that room and another one and this room and another one. When we're talking about interior design, we call those floor breaks. You know, they're floor lines that are stopping the eye from going forward. We don't want a lot of floor breaks, but we do want some. So you can look at your particular floor plan. Each one has something different and see where your floor changes should be. Sometimes it's an entry to the main flooring in the living room or a great room or that kind of thing. Or the kitchen might have a different flooring so that it can handle any water and things like that that would happen on that. The thing that we don't want to end up with is a patchwork quilt. If you're looking down at your house, just visualizing looking down at your house and you lifted the roof off, it should not look like a patchwork quilt. if you're just seeing all the flooring. It should be, like I said, maybe 3 or 4 different flooring. So hopefully that helps you with that. My experience with the real estate and so forth, it's very clear to me that flooring does make a big impact on your home sales. I've had a lot of people who have even just maybe dirty carpet. That's important to change out. It's been proven that if a home is super clean, when you're selling it, you know, people will pay more for it. They think you took care of it. So even if you haven't cleaned it in a while, before you're selling, definitely get somebody in to help you and deep clean, because it will get you more money. The other thing is you want to use floorings that are still current, and you will also get more home value from that. So the first impressions are for style, for cleanliness, and pleasing materials. Okay, so we're going to go through a few of the different types of floorings. Hardwood flooring, we all know what that is. It's hardwood flooring. It has a timeless appeal. It's very versatile. It's beautiful. Natural wood flooring can be so, so pretty. It can be repaired. A lot of times in older homes, you can pull up the carpet or whatever people have put over it through the years, and under there is some cool old hardwood floor that you can have refinished, repaired, and brought back to life. It's so pretty. That's a real gem to find, because it saves a lot of money if you just have to refinish it. Okay, the next thing we're going to talk about is porcelain tile. Porcelain tile is very durable and it's low maintenance, and it can mimic all kinds of materials. There are wood patterns, textures. It can look real porous. It's stain and water resistant, so it's great for kitchens and bathroom flooring, fireplaces, and more. There's one type of porcelain, it's called double charged porcelain tiles, or double loaded tiles, are manufactured by infusing two layers together. The upper layer consists of a design mixture, which makes up about 30% of the thickness. Usually this is digitally printed on, and it can give the look of textured or stone look. One of the big, really current styles is laminate flooring. It's a cost-effective alternative to hardwood floors and that mimics hardwood floors' appearance. It's durable, easy to clean, and resistant to scratches and fading. That's one thing I didn't say about the hardwood floor. I mean, I've seen homes where actually dogs can ruin a hardwood floor because it will scratch. So it's, again, repairable. And the way that they repair it is they're lifting up the board and putting in new ones. Like one home we did had, it actually had really water-stained wood. They just picked up those pieces, and as long as they can find the same wood in similar tones, they can replace them with new ones and sand it all down so that it's getting to the base, and then you can make it be an absolutely brand new looking floor. Laminate is a great choice for busy households with children or pets. Okay, vinyl flooring is another very popular these days, and again, comes in a lot of range of styles and looks, including the LVP, which is the luxury vinyl plank, and the LVT, which is the luxury vinyl tile. It also can mimic the look of hardwood, tile, or stone. It's waterproof, low maintenance, and budget friendly, making it great for kitchens, bathrooms, basements, and things like that. Choosing the LVP plank for your floors is not only a cost-effective option, but the most popular brands often offer the timeless elegance of a hardwood look. It's budget-friendly, it beautifully replicates the warm looks of wood in your home, and it can give a high-end feeling without breaking the bank. So as a realtor and interior designer, I often recommend the LVP or the luxury vinyl plank to clients that want a stylish and economical flooring choice that will add value to their home. So here's some tips when selecting high-quality laminate flooring for your home. Focus on options with a thick wear layer, ensuring durability and resistance to scratches. Look for reputable brands like Pergo or Shaw. That's P-E-R-G-O or Shaw, S-H-A-W. Those are two wonderful brands. They offer a combination of realistic wood visuals and advanced technology, providing a long-lasting and visually appealing solution for homeowners. Other flooring that's available is natural stone. And this is usually the look of luxury. That would include maybe marble, slate, travertine. I mean, you know, castles had this, and 300 years later, the marble is still there and still functional. So it's a good material. It's the last one you'll put down. Okay, carpeting. Carpeting can be cozy and inviting. It's actually coming back quite a bit. It's soft. I mean, it's soft to walk on, so people do enjoy it. So the trick is to get the right texture, the right feel for you, and the right color. So when you're doing that, consider your lighting in the room. You know, maybe get a sample of it and bring the sample home, look at it in the room, see it in your lighting. And consider your room size and the function of the room. And if there's a high traffic pattern through there, consider the quality that you need for that. The higher the pile, you know, when it's high, it's kind of luxurious looking. But the lower piles are easier to clean and maintain. That's something that you want to consider also is the height of the pile. Okay, another type of flooring that can be used is bamboo flooring. This is very, very durable. It's a modern and chic look. Bamboo is a highly renewable resource as it is a fast-growing grass that can be harvested 5 to 7 times a year. Bamboo flooring, very eco-friendly and a great alternative to traditional hardwoods, which can take decades to mature. Bamboo is more affordable than hardwood, and there's health benefit to bamboo flooring. Bamboo flooring is naturally resistant to allergens and pests, and it makes it a healthier choice for indoor air quality compared to carpet or other flooring materials. Cork flooring is another choice. Cork flooring kind of has a comfort and an eco-friendliness to it. Cork flooring is made from the bark of cork oak trees, which can be harvested every 9 to 12 years without harming the tree. This makes it a highly sustainable and renewable material. Cork flooring is naturally soft and cushioned, providing a comfortable surface to walk on. It has natural shock-absorbing properties, so it makes it ideal for areas where you're standing for long periods, such as kitchens or laundry rooms. Cork flooring is also an excellent insulator, both thermally and acoustically. It helps to keep your home warm in the winter and cool in the summer, and it also reduces noise transmission between floors. And let's not forget about durability. Cork flooring is resistant to moisture, mold, and mildew, making it an excellent choice for kitchens, bathrooms, and even basements. So I love the look and feel of cork flooring in a home. I love all the natural materials, and of course, this is not a man-made material. It's a natural material that looks wonderful in the home. Okay, concrete flooring. This I love. I just love concrete flooring that's painted or it's just so simple. And I'm just talking about for me. I mean, most of my clients would not love this, but for me, I do love it. And also because it's different. I like different things. So concrete flooring is durable, low maintenance, and versatile. It can be polished, stained, painted, stamped to create a custom look that complements any style. Concrete's an excellent choice for modern, industrial, or minimalist design. Terrazzo flooring is usually used in a modern design. It's made up of embedding chips of marble, granite, glass, or other materials into a cement or resin base, giving it a unique and customizable look. It was trending for a while, might be even still a little bit today, but it's really, I think, just for a certain type of person who would like this type of flooring. And it can get really busy. I've seen it done throughout a whole house. This was a house for sale in my area, and it didn't sell. It looked horrible because it was just too much of it. So to me, this used in a sparing way would be better than going wild with it. Even in this home sale, they had to show pictures if somebody came in and changed it to a plank flooring or something like that, because I'm sure they were getting comments that this is not pretty. Anyway, this is a classic style. It's resistant to stain, scratches, and water damage, so you can enjoy its beauty for years to come. I think that it's, you know, kind of a minimal use, possibly in a bathroom or a laundry room. I was going to say a powder room. It could be in a powder room too. And I think in small quantities like that, it could add a stylish touch if that's your style. What you want to do is consider your budget and get quotes on these things and bring the samples home and look at them in your room. Again, 3 to 4 types per home and as few floor breaks as possible so that the home looks bigger. That's one trick to make the home look bigger is you're not doing floor breaks. And then you want to find a balance between the cost and the quality. And if you're selling your home, you can get some great looks. I mean, you want to keep your costs down, but you can get some great product and great looks, especially in the luxury vinyl plank, like that kind of material, or some of the carpets and that kind of thing. You can get a nice look. Even some of the natural stone, of course, the installation on natural stone is a little bit more, but the price on some of that natural stone is very good. And then you have to have it installed. And then if you're living there for another 20 years, you might want to really invest and buy some wonderful stone that you love or some great hardwood flooring or that kind of thing. So it just depends on what your situation is and what you're wanting to do with your home. Another thing I want you to consider when you're looking for flooring is your high traffic areas and, you know, how durable the material that you're using for those high traffic areas are. That can be a costly thing if you need to change the material. In most cases, you want to hire a professional installer to ensure that the job is done correctly. Again, I would get multiple quotes, source the materials. Your cheapest way would be to source it from the individual people who sell flooring. But if you want help, you know, you can source through an interior designer, you can source through a contractor, and different ways that you can find these materials. And a lot of times, of course, the interior designer or the contractor will be used to working with these materials and save you a lot of time in finding out what's the best. They can bring you the samples, they can show you what's available, and just cut out a lot of that time to research because they're working with it every day. They know about the materials. So let's recap the 10 flooring choices that we're talking about today are hardwood, porcelain tile, laminate flooring, luxury plank vinyl and luxury vinyl tile, natural stones, engineered hardwood flooring, carpeting, bamboo flooring, cork flooring, and terrazzo. I really think it's worth it to hire a designer to help you, like me. Because you can get a lot more money. This is a make or break. Like I told you about this house that's for sale in my area. I don't think it ever sold, that one with the terrazzo. A lot of times people don't spend because they don't want to pay for designer consulting or that kind of thing and will make huge mistakes that cost way more than a designer would ever cost. So it's a really good idea to get a trained professional in to help you choose and get the best materials, the best pricing, and the best for your situation, whatever your situation is, whether you're staying in your home, you're selling your home, you're remodeling or whatever you're doing with it. So if you have questions or anything, just get in touch with us at dcdouglasinteriors.com and you'll see a contact sheet there. Next episode, we're going to be talking about 2024 design trends. And that's always a fun podcast. I've got to get that out. We can just talk about what's coming in, what's going out on the 2024 design trends. I want to come back to the blessing verse and just pray blessings over everybody here and just pray protection over your families. I just hope that we all can be still and know that He's God. Now, stop dreaming, start designing your luxury home and within your budget. Blessings and see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening. If you love this episode, please leave a rating and a written review. This helps other women who want to have a home that mirrors their amazing self find this show. Remember, you can have a luxurious home that you love on any budget, and I'm here to help you get it done. Blessings, and talk to you next time.